With Lincoln being a popular student town, there are a plethora of nighttime events to keep students entertained. And with alcohol being so cheap, it's quite easy for students to let loose after a hard day of studying. But for some, alcohol just isn't enough. But how much are the youth of this city shying away from beers and wines and looking for a different type of high? We took the university campus to find out.
I wouldn't do drugs myself because I don't necessarily think it's wrong.
I don't really agree with the whole illegal drug use thing, but obviously drugs are in like alcohol and everything, and you know, being a student, that kind of comes with it.
Most drugs are bad in general and have a negative effect on people.
I personally wouldn't, but I know people that do, and it's not terrible.
It doesn't only affect you, it affects everyone else around you.
I had a friend who he was just like doing drugs. He did get into all kinds of other stuff afterwards, and it was kind of scary to watch him actually go a little bit downhill.
The worst part about them is probably people's sort of uneducated perception of them.
Have some young people taken the student lifestyle too far?
We spoke to Charlotte Greenlee, a substance misuse worker at the Addiction Rehab Centre in Lincoln, on how people suffering with addiction can get the help they need.
When somebody refers or someone's got a problem with any substances, illicit or prescribed, we offer them an appointment with a key worker who then becomes their key worker through one-to-one sessions, getting really to the root of the problems, the whys and the whens and the hows. We give them harm minimization support, so if someone's, for example, injecting, we can give them advice about how to stop injecting and offering them bloodborne virus tests, so that's like HIV, hepatitis C and hepatitis B. And we offer, if they are on an opiate-based substance or on alcohol, we can offer them prescribing support, so we can give them a substitute. We could really tailor it specifically to their needs. We can do work with them about their children, we can do work with them about their health, we can do work with them about their finances and about getting to appointments and sometimes even education. Point is, addiction isn't just addiction, it's all the things that come with it. So we're really flexible with how people can get support.
I noticed quite a sense of community out in there. There's a lot of like music playing, that smells like food was cooking as well.
Yeah, so we have our recovery cafe. It recently has just opened, because it's run by volunteers, or recovery champions. So there's people who've gone all the way through treatment and come out the other side and they're abstinent, you know, from their substance. And then they run the cafe, they get food in. We also have volunteers that come in. We've got a few at the minute. They can come in and cook food and serve soup. And it's really important because a lot of our clients are chaotic, or yeah, homeless, or struggle for things like money and stuff. So it is nice to have a sense of community, people coming down and trying stuff out. And yeah, it's good as well, because sometimes these people get isolated from taking their substance, and it's nice to see other people that are going on the same journey struggling. You know, sometimes that can give people a sense of community as well.
If you're having difficulty reaching Addiction or getting through to them, you can visit the Student Wellbeing Centre on campus, where you can then be connected to a member of Addiction who can visit you on campus or at the centre here in Lincoln.